Last week, I described to you some pretty compelling empirical findings on health, social, and life longevity benefits, all from the simple act of smiling. And if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to use the link to do so today, because it sets up the reasons why or the motivation for you to want to learn how to smile more. That's right. Last week, I promised to fill you in on how to practice smiling more for your and the benefit of everyone around you. So here's what you need to know. First of all, women are going to have a much easier time with this exercise because women feel more comfortable smiling. We guys, somewhere in junior high, began to feel as though it reveals weakness to smile. In general, women are more accurate than men in detecting what's really going on with somebody and more likely to tell the difference between a felt and a fake smile. So they're better learners of how to smile. But the good news is that the researchers have taught people to smile, and those who did actually lived longer lives, had happier marriages, and had fewer perceived setbacks. So here's how they did it in their workshops. So through their workshops, they taught this easy exercise that before you engage in a conversation with someone, visualize someone you deeply love or recall an event that brought you to deep satisfaction and joy. So for instance, I even did this before I recorded this conversation today. And so you're probably feeling the benefits of that, or at least I hope you do. I am. They also had people practice smiles in the mirror upon waking up. And remember from last week that it has to be an eye socket smile to evoke the right endorphins and to say adios to the stress hormones for the day. So it's got to be an eye socket smile. Listen to last week to understand that. And of course, it's going to take some willpower and perhaps a bit more for men to get yourself to practice what we all could very easily view as silly. But anything that's been proven and shown to have this kind of power over the mind and emotions seems worth the very small investment. It beats walking around the kitchen in the morning in a grumpy mood. And remember, research says that you'll attract others, and that's good for business.